Hi, this is Miss Lily, and today I'm talking about my walkabout down under. Your resident cruising mistress is at it again. This time, I'm heading to Australia to explore some of the most majestic and incredible things our planet has to offer. I'll be flying out the morning of October 28th for Sydney, and spending just over 2 weeks on a scuba diving pilgrimage to the Great Barrier Reef. As long as the flights are on time, I should be back on the phone November 17th. It'll be the vacation of a lifetime, and I still can't believe it's finally, really happening. The Great Barrier Reef. Incredibly beautiful. And incredibly fragile. One of the reasons James and I are heading out now is because the Great Barrier Reef is threatened and critically endangered by climate change. The slow rise in temperature and the acidity of seawater is leading to coral bleaching worldwide. And the Great Barrier Reef is no exception. More than 25% of it is already experiencing coral bleaching. More than 30% of all reefs within its ecosystem are experiencing coral death. The Great Barrier Reef is at a very delicate crossroads between its survival and destruction. And it's uncertain whether conservation efforts will be enough to stem the tide. In short, James and I are trying to view the reef while it is still alive and vibrant. It may not be in the years to come. It's going to be the adventure of a lifetime. We'll be spending 10 days on the Great Barrier Reef, 7 on a liveaboard scuba diving trip through the outer reefs, and 3 exploring the riparian reefs closer to shore. We'll have the opportunity to do well over 25 dives, including some night dives. Then we'll have a few days to explore the Daintree Rainforest, go whitewater rafting, and trek through the Atherton Tablelands waterfalls. It will be an unforgettable vacation, one with memories and photos to last a lifetime, and I'll make sure to tell you all about it when I get back. This is Mistress Lily. Feel free to give me a call at 1-800-601-6975 or visit my blog at eroticfilmmistress.com.